Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, another winning weekend last weekend, 2-1. I had Texas against Ohio State. That lost. First and goal at the 1, 21-14 with 4 minutes to go. Are you kidding me? And then I had the Houston Texans plus the 3, and I had the under in the Washington-Tampa game, both winners. So 2-1 last weekend on Wild Card weekend, and that makes 11 winning weekends in the last 13 weeks. And again, the two weekends in which I didn't win, we went 500. So record-wise, haven't had a losing record in nearly 3 months on the smell test for a weekend. That is definitely the best run. And there have been some really good runs, but in terms of just, you know, producing winning weeks pretty much week after week and, 500 weeks in the other 2 weeks, I can't remember doing that. That's hard to do in betting. Denton knows. That's really hard to do. I'm not sitting here breaking my arm, patting myself on the back, because it's not like every weekend was 5-1 or 8-2. You know, some of those weekends were 4-2-1 or 5-3-1 or 5-3 or 3-2 or like last weekend 2-1. But I think you'll take 66% last week at 2-1. Still, I think 16 games above 500 for the season. All right, so this divisional round, man, I've done very well on the divisional round in recent years. Overall, I've hit it about 60% if you go back over the last 5 years in this divisional round. But I got to tell you, there are not a lot of obvious contrarian plays here. You know, you heard our guest Patrick Everson from Vegas Insider. You know, the Washington-Detroit ticket counts 50-50. Pretty much most of the point spread games are tickets are 50-50. There's not an overwhelming public desire for any of the teams based on the point spread. I thought that there was going to be a lot more Washington. The fact that it's 50-50, public loves favorites. They love overs in these standalone games. But I knew Washington was going to be a favorite that the public attached themselves to. He's too dynamic of a superstar at this point. They pulled off a thrilling win in the wild card round. It was the only lower seeded team, the only road win to win a team to win last weekend. You did have another underdog win. That was Houston, but they were at home. There's not a side that I like. I mean, Denton and I are going to go through these games and we're going to pick Washington, Detroit. But in terms of the smell test, there's not a point spread here that I like. I thought I might need Washington, didn't. I thought there was a chance I might need Philly laying the number. I don't. And I thought there might be a chance that I'd have Houston, which actually, I'll tell you, I actually personally like Houston plus the points. There's only one play this weekend, and it is the under in the Houston-Kansas City game. That is based on my information, and you heard Patrick Everson talk about it a little bit. There was a big sharp play at 42.5 that drove it down to 41.5. My information is more public money on the over in that game and a ton of sharp money on the under. It's 41.5 right now. I'll go low Kansas City-Houston under 41.5 as the only smell test pick for the four divisional round games. If I have something for Monday night's national championship game, I will give it out on the show on Monday. As of now, maybe a play in that game, and it would be on the total, actually. So under 41.5 Houston KC. You know, they played recently, they played the weekend before Christmas, and it was 27-19. So they put up 46 points in that game with the total at 42.5, and now the total is a point less than that. So, yeah, people are going to look at that and think over. Not to mention the fact that, you know, Houston in their last few games, you know, they scored 32 against the Chargers. And they've scored, you know, 27 or more three times in the last six or seven games. They did get, you know, basically blanked by Baltimore. They had the one safety in the game, 31-2. Under 41.5. All right, when we come back, we'll just quickly talk about the other three games, give you our predictions in those games, and then we're going to give you our prediction for tomorrow night. But we're going to do more than that. We're going to give you a Jaden Daniels box score, and then Denton and I will each have the thing that we're most confident in and the thing that we're most concerned about, and we will invite calls for that as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Final score prediction from you, and then the thing you're most confident about tomorrow night and the thing that you're most concerned about tomorrow night. Phone lines open, 301-230-0980. Window Nation's got a great deal going on right now. Heating costs are getting out of control, especially for the East Coast, where it's just been brutally cold, and it is not over. Man, next week, high temperatures in the teens, low 20s, expected to be the second coldest inauguration day of all time. The coldest, by the way, 85, Reagan. They had to move it indoors because it was below zero that particular morning. Little inauguration day history there. But if you've got older windows, you got to get new windows because the insulation isn't good enough and you're just paying too much for energy. You're paying too much during the winter for your heat and you're paying too much during the summer for your air conditioning. If you've got older drafty windows, replace them with energy efficient windows from Window Nation. Call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com right now. Mention my name. They'll come out and give you a free estimate so you've got nothing to lose. If you decide to move forward with Window Nation, right now, the offer between now and January 31st, 50% off your purchase. All windows, all window styles, half price. Plus, no payments and no interest for 2 years. So by the time you start paying for your new windows, it's year 2027. Jaden Daniels already has an MVP and maybe a Super Bowl. And you haven't paid any interest and you've benefited from the lower heating and air conditioning bills. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. Tell them that Kevin Sheehan sent you.